When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
2 o'clock, 2:02 to be exact, on a Christmas Eve. You're listening to the Valenti Show with Rico. Mic's off. I'm in. I got Jeff on the ones and twos. Bobby will be answering the phone, so please be nice. Wish him a Merry Christmas when you call in. We're going to have some fun today, folks. We got some Christmas stuff we're going to do. We got a Christmas blitz we're going to do a little bit later. Also going to talk some sports as well because, well, you know what? Don't know if you've been paying attention, but the Pistons, look, I'm not saying they're world beaters, but Pistons are pretty good. I'm going to get into that a little bit later on. But I do want to start off with this. It's Christmas Eve, and you guys are out, and you're planning for Christmas, which is tomorrow. I guess I would like to know out there for you people, are you a Christmas Eve shopper? David, all I imagine is David gearing up like an 80s movie where he is just going through the montage of getting ready to hop into the minivan, to go to the mall, to park, to walk, to have all the different bags in his hands, to go from kiosk to kiosk. That's David. David doesn't start shopping till probably this morning. He loves the energy. He loves the adrenaline. He loves the thrill of the game. Me, man, as I told Gator, Christmas, last time I checked, it's the 25th of December. Next year, it's the 25th of December. I buy gifts throughout the year. If I see something that I like for somebody, I'll just buy it, stash it away, and then it's done. And by the time this week rolls around, I am doing nothing. Are you a last-minute Christmas shopper? Or are you like me, and you just go ahead and you buy the gifts throughout the year? 248-539-9797. I'm just curious. I'm curious if anybody's out listening to this show right now as you're shopping or as you're driving out to the mall or whatever. Or are you just an online person? Will you buy all your gifts online and you a mall? What the heck is a mall? Like, I'm looking at Jeff and Bobby, and you two are young. Do you even go to the mall? Do you know what a mall is?
Absolutely not. Just use Amazon, man.
Have you ever shopped at a mall? You ever shopped at a mall?
Yeah, I've gone to like Great Lakes Crossing for sure. All the other malls are like dead though. They're like, that's, there's nothing okay, there. You know what? All the stores are gone.
Yeah, fair enough. Northland is turning into an apartment complex. So, but I'm just curious if you two ever shopped at a mall before, or is this all Amazon with your generation?
Man, I know what a mall is. But also, you've got the right tactic shopping year long, because when you ask people what they want for Christmas, if you pull up a list, no one knows what they want on the spot. But they're going to give you hints throughout the year.
They give you hints throughout the year. And here's the other thing. I get it done. I don't care. I'll buy it on Amazon. And I guess you're kind of screwed right now if you're trying to buy anything on Amazon because they got that strike going on. But yeah, if you're a last-minute shopper, Amazon is out the question because you're not going to get it for tomorrow. You're just going to hand them a sheet of paper with a picture of the gift saying, here's yours, Daddy. You should have planned earlier. But here's the other thing, the other element. Some people like to shop at the store. David's probably listening to the show right now at the store. Some people just strictly Amazon. Like Mike, I don't think it's a shocker. Mike hates people. So Mike's not going to the mall. Mike does everything online. For me, I'm a little different. If I see something that I know, that's you. That's going to be you. Exactly. I'll buy it. If I'm on vacation, I'll pick it up. If I'm wherever, if I'm in the store, I'll grab it. If I don't know what your taste is, or I know your taste, but you like, you know, to go to one particular store, man, I'll get you a gift card in a heartbeat and I won't think bad about it. And I know a lot of people are like, you can't do gift cards. Gift cards are so impersonal. Gift cards are so bad. No, they're not. Gift cards are great. Gift cards are the way to go. You know what? Gift cards to me is just like cash. You give out cash? Hell yeah, I give out cash. Are you kidding me? Here's the one thing about cash. For everybody who gets angry and says, no, it's not thoughtful. I have never in my life ever had anybody say the cash was too small, it didn't fit, it was the wrong color, nothing. It was last year's model. Never. They may complain, but you know what they never do? Give it back. Why? You can buy whatever you want. Like some people, man, you could go crazy trying to figure out, oh, you didn't pick up the hint that I gave you back on February 10th. No, I didn't. But didn't care. Here, you know what you like. Here's the money. Go buy it. Or here's a gift card. I know you like this store. I know you always shop here. I know you do this. So go and get whatever it is that you want because you know what you want. Get the gift card. That's me. I'm a big gift card and money guy if I don't see something that screams you. Now, if something just says, that's Jeff, you know what? I got to get that because I know you're going to like that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But other than that, yeah, here's a gift card. Get what you need, or here's some cash. Go get what you need because you know what you want. 248-539-9797. What kind of shopper are you today? It's Christmas Eve, big shopping day. Are you at the stores? Do you do everything online? Are you trying to pay the Amazon expedited fees? Or are you kind of like me? You're just a cash or a gift card person. 248-539-9797. What are you about to say, Jeff?
Oh, I was just going to say, a lot of my family just doesn't understand that I would prefer a gift card or cash over like, well, I got to get you something. It's like, you could just put cash in a card and that's a home run.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thanks.
And even a check. I mean, I'm like, well, you have to pick something out. And it's like, well, no, just, you know, just get me some cash.
It's like, thanks, I appreciate it, but I'd rather have this. I'd rather do that. Like there's no shame. It's funny because it's like a let you in behind. It's like Mike and I go back and forth. He's like, a gift card? It's so impersonal. I'm like, if I know what you like, if I know where you shop, if I just don't know, like, Because sometimes that person who has everything, they literally have everything. What do you give the person who has everything? I don't know what you want. I don't know what you don't have. I don't even know what you have back ordered. So how about this? Get it yourself. I'll pay for it. How is that any different from, I don't know, like if you go out to dinner, I'll pick up the tab. You enjoy the dinner, I'll pay for it. I know you like this restaurant, I'll pay for it. I don't see a big deal from it. I know a lot of people think that it's so cold and it's so impersonal. Man, gift cards, if you're struggling right now at the mall, listen to me. Go buy a gift card. Go buy a bunch of gift cards and go home. Leave them all. If you're stressed out at home because you're on Amazon and, oh my God, it's not going to be here in time, go get a gift card. That's it. And if you can't get a gift card, money. Just hand them the cash. No one, I promise you, no one ever returns money. Ever. I have never had one person say, this is, you know what? You don't love me. What? You gonna give me back the money? Well, no. Then apparently I do. So you keep the money. So money never gets returned. Gift cards, way to go. Unless you have. Now, if you're smart, as I stated before, you knocked this thing out a long time ago and you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You knocked this thing out and you're just sitting back with feet up. That's the one thing I've never. My mother was like David. She was the queen of. We would get up. And maybe this is why I hate doing it. Man, we would have to get up so early in the morning on Christmas Eve. We would hop in the car, station wagon, and we would drive around from mall to mall. We would hit up Fairlane, and then we would go out to Southland Mall. And then we would go to the different stores, like the little strip malls, trying to find things. And every year I said it once out loud and got a dirty look. So then I just started thinking like, didn't you know Christmas was coming up on the 25th? Why are we waiting so long? I said it once, got the dirtiest of looks. I learned quickly. You know what? Certain things you just need to think and not say. Didn't want to get the, let's put it like that. This child abuse wasn't as big as it is now. So I kept my mouth shut. But it's like, why are we doing this every year? You're walking around. It was cold. You got on your hat. You got on your heavy coat. You got on everything. And you're just melting in the store because there's no way to take any of this stuff off. And you're like, I'm so hot. Ah! I don't want to do this. I don't want any other kid to go through what I did. I suffered so that your kids don't have to. Buy a damn gift card, give them some cash, or shop early. 248-539-9797. Get your phone calls, your ticket text next, 97.1.